make it good if you get church, they'll accept it, but it's not good.
Good morning. Please remain seated as we join together in our hymn of preparation. Good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord? And we're so glad that you chose Main Street United Methodist Church this morning. If you are visiting with us this morning, we want to extend a very special welcome to you and hope that you will come back to see us often. We hope that you will feel the presence of the Lord here this morning. I ask that members and visitors alike please sign the attendance pads as they are passed down the pew. And if you are visiting, give us your address and phone number so that we will have a complete record of your visit this morning. Pass those back down to the center aisle, and the person on the center aisle, if you would tear those off and place them in the offering plate as it comes forward later in the service. We've got a lot going on in the life of Main Street, and I want to point out a few things that are taking place. Our puppet ministry has begun and is open to all third, fourth, and fifth graders. That will be held this afternoon at 5 o'clock p.m. in the Asbury Outreach Center. Also, all of the men of the church are reminded that on Sunday, October 16th, this is Men's Choir Sunday. Now, I know that if Shell Dula and I can sign up for men's choir, that the rest of you can sign up for men's choir also. There's a sign-up sheet just outside the choir rehearsal room, so you can sign up there, or you can just let Kelly know by telling her that you plan to attend there. Rehearsal will be on Wednesday, October 12th from 7 to 8. I've got a feeling it's going to take longer than 1 hour rehearsal for this men's choir. Also, a reminder that we are redoing our church directory. Pictures will be taken beginning on November 15th. They will be taken November 15th through the 19th. And then the following week, which is Thanksgiving week, they will be taken November 22nd through the 26th, with the exception of Thanksgiving Day. Sign-up sheets for that are just located just outside the fellowship hall. So if you would sign up to have your picture made for that. We'd like to have a picture of everyone in the directory this year. Also a reminder that also beginning October 16th, we will have our community-wide Fall Festival of Faith. Now, for those of you wondering what a Fall Festival of Faith is, it used to be called a revival. But this is our Fall Festival of Faith for the entire community. Our featured speaker for those 3 nights will be Talmadge Skinner. He is Chaplain Emeritus of Wofford College. I have never personally heard him speak, but I understand that he is a great speaker, a great singer, and we expect to have a large crowd here for those services. You've heard of good news and bad news. Well, I've got some good news and some bad news this morning. The good news is that the Women's Festival, or the Women of Faith Conference in Charlotte later this month is sold out. I think that is tremendous that that conference is sold out. The bad news is that the Women of Faith Conference is sold out, and that members of Main Street who wanted to attend that are not going to be able to. More good news. We will have a mini Women of Faith Conference here at Main Street on October the 29th, in which they will be showing videos of previous conferences. All of the women are invited to attend that. It will be from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. on that day. There will be box lunches available for $6.50, or you can bring your own lunch. And if you would like to register for that, please contact Robbie Coley. Her phone number is in the newsletter, or you can contact the church office. Now let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Please stand for the call to worship. We come to the house of the Lord as one family. We come from different paths and different lives. We come young and old alike. Let us now worship one Christian all over the world.
Please be seated. As we come to our community concerns, I'd like to lift up the, as we've seen in the newspapers, the bombing victims in Bali. Lift up Mamie Scurry, recovering from a broken hip, Faye Rush, Betty Turner, Buff Lehman under hospice care, Sarah Ann Wise had an elbow replacement this past week, Burns Anderson is very low in the hospital now. Your former pastor, Reverend Patty Griffith Falal, Joyce Rourke, recovering from a stroke. And also, I want to lift up a prayer of thanksgiving for all of the mission team who was willing to go, and the families who sacrificed the loss for a week of their loved ones, including myself, as they went to Mississippi. And we will see Wednesday night. Make sure that you come Wednesday night. During the supper, we'll have a time of sharing and some slides of the devastation they saw and of the work that they did this coming Wednesday night during the supper. Also, I would like to thank all of you who have volunteered to be prayer warriors, an important ministry of our church. Those of you who pray for and keep in contact and celebrate the lives and the learning and the spiritual growth of our children. The prayer warrior ministry is very important, and we do thank you for taking part in that and being a part of that. Let us bow our heads together and lift up our concerns to God in prayer. Lord, we come today with the picture your Son gave us in our hearts. We look up to you with arms open as our waiting Father, waiting for our return as we seek your embrace. We want to trust you as little children again, but we forget how. Help us recapture the simplicity and the sanctity of childhood. Help us to regain the spirit of childlike trust and wonder in the gift of life, and in the gift of your love for us and your promise of peace in our hearts. We humble ourselves before you as your children, and with trust and confidence we seek your guidance and the courage to live in ways that reveal your will and your light for the world. We have felt and want to feel even stronger the comfort of your loving arms. We have felt and want to feel even stronger your love through us, going out to others beyond these walls, beyond our families, and beyond the boundaries we have built. Lord, help us shed our bitterness, shed our cynicism, shed our selfishness, our judgment of others, and celebrate life and love with childlike faith. Childlike faith we expect to encounter as we encounter the risen Christ today. We expect to be embraced by your Spirit. We expect to have our hearts warmed. Lord, fill us today with love enough to go forth and serve. And fill us with the wonder that God has trusted us to reach down to those in need, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, as we reach up to you for strength to do just that in Christ's name. Father, now, we lift up our prayers for those who are suffering, and for those children and parents in need and in despair and in want and in fear and trembling throughout the world and throughout our community. Hear our prayers as we lift them before you for those who grieve, for those who need your guidance, for those who need your assurance, for those who need to learn to enjoy life and wonder again. Give your light. Now, Lord, hear our prayers as we lift them up in silence in our hearts. Yes, Lord, hear our prayers. For we pray as your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not know other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor the father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray for the church and the world. Almighty God, may all people who confess your name be united in your truth and live together in your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Guide us all to do justice to all and to serve our fellow man. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Comfort those who hurt and give them courage and hope. Bring the joy of your salvation to all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We offer these prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 15 and 16. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The word of the Lord. Be to God.
Wow, a lot going on today, huh, kids? Scoot down just a little bit. wait, let me sit right here, Lane. Okay, gather a little bit closer to me. Come in a little bit closer. Sia, Sophie. Come over here so you can see. Thank you. Come on. Okay, today we have many things going on in the service, as I'm sure you're aware of, but we have two special things happening in the midst of everything in our world. We have Children's Sabbath, and we have World Communion Sunday. Now, look up here on the altar. You might have to turn around a little bit. Look up here. I've got three things up here. Three things. I have a plate. I have a napkin. And I have a cup or a goblet, a cup. Now, when you see these anytime, what would you think is going to happen? Jay? Communion? What else? What in any time, if you saw a plate and a glass, yes. What about supper time? What about getting to eat? Eat, and have lots to drink, and you have supper time. Every night, do you sit around the table and have dinner with your family? Yeah, and you might have a plate and a napkin and a cup where you sit, right? You gather around the table with your family. You say your blessing, and then you have your dinner, right? Well, that's sort of like what we're going to do today in church. We're going to have communion together. And it's not just us, but all the children of the world today are having communion. Communion is where we have the bread and the juice, okay? The grape juice. That's right. No, not spaghetti, not today. The bread represents the body of Christ, and the juice represents the blood of Christ. So when we sit down, wait, do we sit? Do we sit here? What do? We kneel. We kneel. So this is our table, but we kneel at it instead of sit. We kneel at this table with our family, our church family, and we're going to have a meal together. Just like you do every night with your family. But instead, this is a special meal. This is our Lord's Supper, communion. So not only is it Children's Sabbath, but it's World Communion. So the two go together. As all the other children and people of the world sit down, not only are we having a meal with our church, Main Street Church, but we're having a meal with churches all over the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this meal, which brings us together as the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now let us continue our worship now through the giving of our tithes, our offerings, and our special gifts.
Thank you.
Creator God, all that is in the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. You have entrusted to us for our brief lives enough for ourselves and for every good cause. We return a portion to you. Bless these tithes, these gifts, to continue the ministry of your Son, Jesus Christ, and to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear now God's word from the Gospel of Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened round his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for the temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the man by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than with two hands or two feet and to be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I see that I did not ask Emmy to entitle my sermon Meditation, but she did, which means she expects it to be short. I'll take a hint, and it will be. Let us pray. Holy Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A little girl was traveling on a train with her father, and as she looked out the window, she said, "Look, Daddy, a horse." And then again, "Look, Daddy, a cornfield." And then, "Look, Daddy, a cow going into a barn." And then, "Look, a pond with puddle ducks." And the father was just reading his paper, and he mumbled, And finally, embarrassed, he turned to the other passengers around him, and he said, "Please don't mind her. She thinks everything is wonderful." Children are so refreshing and rejuvenating and enlivening, because with just a little effort, we can catch a glimpse of the world through their eyes. Floating downstream on a tube on vacation this past summer, I saw a little boy yelling, "Look at me, Daddy, look at me, look at me." And all he was doing was flailing away in the shallow water, pretending to swim, and his dad wasn't looking. And I wanted to scream a curse of righteous indignation, "Man, look at the boy. Do you think he'll be that excited forever just to have your attention and your approval?" I wish I could get down close to their heads, the little children, and see as they see, as I used to see, the wonder and the possibilities of this huge and beautiful but sometimes terrifying place. When I was a child, I felt close to God. I felt God all around, but then I was taught to feel otherwise. When I was small, I remember the world seeming filled with God and with life and with possibilities. I remember the holiness of seeing my breath smoke out of my mouth on a cold winter day and thinking there must be a fire inside me. I remember childlike logic and wonder. And I also remember that church, although church did teach me the basics, church did not feed my wonder at life and God just everywhere. And church is wrong if it knocks the mystery out of God. And church is wrong if it puts the fire out. Of course, life itself has a way of pushing childlike wonder aside. I have a confession to make, truly. There was a time when I sincerely worried and fiercely prayed concerning the little children poor and starving throughout the world, the little children caught up in war or used in wars as shields or as human bombs. There was a time when it brought me to tears and anger on almost a daily basis. And then I remember, I got married, I had my own children, and they became my focus. My job to keep them safe, to develop their minds, their muscles, their talents, their consciences, their souls. I will admit to my shame that somewhere between pastoring and preaching and raising children and being married, that I went long stretches of time without much energy left over for outrage or worry over the children of others. It is so easy to change the channel. It's so easy to be distracted by the next big game or the next big thing or just change the subject. Anyway, cynically we rationalize, isn't it their parents' jobs to take care of them? And yes, I should love my neighbor, but who is my neighbor? Those children across the seas? Across the country? Across the tracks? Isn't it too much to really care for everyone? So we say. Since the birth of my grandson Eli, though, I feel like I have come full circle. I realize that I will not always be around, and I don't know what country he will end up in, or what economic situation, or where he will live, or who he will marry. And I find myself once again worrying and praying for the whole world and for Eli's generation, wherever they are born, into whatever circumstances, because they will all define what kind of world, what kind of life my grandson will have. Gone is my selfish, rationalized, can't I just be the best dad and leave it at that? No. I must leave the world a better place. You must leave the world a better place, just as Jesus left it a better place for having lived and having loved and having taught that God is trustworthy, a waiting Father with arms open. Now, children of God, we can look over our shoulder from God's embrace, which we claim, and see that God is looking beyond you even further down the road to others. Others who have not yet come to themselves. Others who have not yet seen any evidence of God or love in the world. Jesus said two things about children. He said, if we trust in God as a little child, trust its parents, then we get it. And we stand in the middle. And by this I mean, when they, little children, are very small, we are godlike to them. We are giants bringing food and changing diapers and giving blankets and medicine and keeping them safe from harm and comforting them from fears and bad dreams. How can we love that much? We lift up our hands to God, just as they lift up their hands to us. And we say sometimes, Lord, it is too much. Help me care for my children and help me pray for and worry over children in other houses and other lands. Yes, on your own, it is too much. We need God's help. God's Spirit to love as Jesus loved. And didn't Jesus ask the question, what good is it if you love those who love you back? Don't the pagans do the same? But you are my children. And you are to care for your own and for those who treat you badly and for those you'll never meet and for those who suffer and cry in distant lands you'll never ever see. You know that I love them too. God says, do what you can. Combined with the trust you have in me, do what you can to make the world a better place for all children. That is what I did when I sent my son. You see, God knows because of the cross that the world is a dangerous place for children. This is unpleasant. But if insurance tables are correct, Main Street United Methodist Church will lose one half of its membership in the next 20 years. One half. And you say, but Jim, I thought you were going to tell cute little fuzzy stories about children. Well, my point is about children. Knowing that we are going, what will we leave behind? Knowing that we are passing through, what will we leave behind? No one generation owns this earth or its resources or even the money we accumulate in the bank. We cannot own anything. Why? Because we die. This became clear to me last week as my brother and I sat with my mother and we planned our parents' estate and we planned above us for our parents and we planned below us to the next generation beyond. And no one generation owns this earth or its resources or even the money we accumulate in the bank. However, we have the power while we are living to show who and what we value. What will we leave the children? Not just in our wills, but what will we leave the children as a culture? What will we leave the children in the priorities of our laws, of our education system? Great entertainment, where is it? Great novels, where are they? Agreed upon manners and customs. Or from politeness to policy, these things take shape as we live them and then we leave them to our children. Have you noticed, and I am two-thirds through my sermon, have you noticed I haven't mentioned the great foundation of the Ten Commandments upon which Jesus' teaching of love of God and love of neighbor were expanded all the way to love of enemy? I have hardly mentioned Jesus. Imagine a sermon that takes this long to focus on Jesus. But here's my question. In your homes, and honestly, in your conversations or in your gatherings, how often do you mention church or Sunday school where the children learn of the Ten Commandments and about loving God and neighbor or Jesus' parables or loving and forgiving enemies or the way Jesus pictured God as a father waiting with arms open, waiting and watching down the road for His wayward children to come home? Somewhere in between recreation and entertainment and sports and studies and college and right friends and right dates and right mates and right investments and right companies to interview with, somewhere in there, have you told and taught and showed your children that you believe in a God who is like a waiting father with arms open, ready to reach down and lift up and embrace any wayward child who manages to stumble home with hope in his heart? Have you given that to your children? Have you willed that to your grandchildren? Have you shown by acts of will that you believe that in your heart? And shown that in how you use what God has given you? It's not too late. We have a fine facility. And we are going to continue to push even harder in coming years the importance of Christian education, because if our children do not get it here, they may not get it at all. God left us a legacy, and we have accepted it and embraced it. Let us leave this world and this church better than we found it. Let us share the treasure of the love God has put in our hearts. And let us take out and pass around the peace which passes all human understanding. And if we have no peace to share, then let us come in just a few moments to this altar rail. Whether broken or bitter, whether bruised by life, come and kneel with faith, expecting and believing that God will meet us here. Children, Jesus said, come unto me. And trust as a child does, reaching up with tiny, urgent arms to be lifted and held close. The Bible says, put not your heart in princes. And it occurs to me that, you know, governments can pass laws, but they cannot promote compassion. Compassion comes from the heart. And hearts connected to God are where compassion comes from most truly. There is an old Chinese proverb that says, if there is goodness in the heart, there is beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. And where there is order in the nation, there can be peace in the world. First, compassion in the heart. We are among those who believe that the teaching and the touch of Jesus Christ changes and grows a heart in that direction. Teach and touch and pass on the compassion of Christ to children and to grandchildren and to others you meet who are seeking meaning and comfort in this world. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not shut them out. Let the little children come to you. Let the children see in you the transforming power of Christ. And so let go of anger. And let go of blame and judgment. Let go of anxiety and despair. Let go of the desire to manipulate and to exploit. Let go of fear of self-image and haughtiness and vanity. Do not cause them to stumble. Do not cause them to stumble by bad example which drives them away from God. And do not cause them to stumble by no example of faith which sets them adrift in a world without knowledge of God. And do not cause them to stumble by passing through this world without a thought to the generations far and near who will follow. Leave the world a better place than you found it." Children everywhere are reaching up for someone trustworthy. God has reached down to us and we have found God trustworthy. Now let us be a blessing in return and reach down to those who seek someone to trust. Amen. I ask you to turn to page 12 in your hymnal. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin, who seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Let us offer one another signs of reconciliation and love. Let us briefly pass the peace. Don't put too much. Comes out way too much. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Let me give you just a tiny bit. There. Okay. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, Hosanna in the full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Body of Christ. In Jesus Christ, God has blessed the entire world. Being mindful of God's blessing to us, let us go forth and be a blessing to others. In Christ's name, amen.
get started.
The body of Christ was broken for you. 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 The body of Christ was broken for you.
God has indeed come down to us in Jesus Christ. We have reached up and accepted His blessing. Let us reach out to others in Christ's name. Amen.
Said anything, so it's not a problem.
Okay. You do the next one. Sorry. The body of Christ was broken for you. 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 Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me will bear good fruits. Bear good fruits of righteousness and spread the kingdom and the love of Christ. In His name and His peace, arise and go forth. Amen. The body of Christ was broken for you. 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 The body of Christ was broken for you.
Jesus said, deliver the little children unto me, so that they and you can understand the meaning of life. Please rise and go forth in peace. Amen.
The body of Christ was broken for you. 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 The body of Christ was broken for you.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. May God's Spirit fill you and your faith and your trust in God and in your life as you live it before others. That you reveal the way, you reveal the truth of God, that you live the life that God has called us to in Christ. In His name, arise and go forth in peace. The body of Christ was broken for you. The body of Christ was broken for you. The body of Christ was broken for you. The body of Christ was broken for you.
the body of Christ, was broken for you. The body of Christ was broken for you. The body of Christ was broken for you. The body of Christ. It's okay. Was broken for you. The body of Christ 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 was broken for you. The body of Christ. Sorry. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father. We have met Jesus. Father, bless us by Your Spirit to make Him known to others who dwell in darkness. Give us Your light. Give us Your peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. The body of Christ was broken for you. 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 The body in Christ was broken for you. The body of Christ was broken for you. Lord, feed us your children. Feed us in our hungry places of soul. And grow us from faith to deeper faith, so that you shine through all that we do. In Jesus' name and in his name, in peace, arise. Amen. Are there any others in the congregation that we need to come to serve? Let us close by standing and singing together as God's children with enthusiasm, number 191, Jesus Loves Me. Now receive this blessing. Be blessed in the knowledge of the full love of God the Father, who waits with open arms to receive His children. Be blessed with the full knowledge of the grace and forgiveness of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who reveals a light in the darkness of this world. And be blessed with the full knowledge of the comfort and the presence, even now in this moment, of God the Holy Spirit, to give you strength and courage to continue the ministry of His Son. You have been blessed. Now be a blessing as children of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
I think it's